Okay, today's daf Nandala. We're going to start on daf Nun Gimel Amad Bey. It's about 12 lines from the bottom. The Gemara was talking about the concept of Gozerim Shogeg Atumezer, right? Whether you not you make a Gezerot, Chayiv somebody if he did something with Shogeg, if he's Chayiv being done with Mezer. And now, the question is going to be asked on Rav Meir. Rav Meir held that we're Konesh Shogeg Atumezer by an Issa Durabanan. But by an Issa D'Oraisa, we're not Konesh Shogeg Atumezer. That's why when it came to the Bishul B'Shabbos case, he wasn't Konesh. But when it came to the Hezek Shein HaNikker, he was Konesh. That's why you were Chayef. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question on Rav Meir that is going to seem to say that even B'din D'Oraisa, Rav Meir is Konesh Shogeg Atumezer. So Gemara says, Rav Rami D'Rav Meir Ad Rav Meir B'D'Oraisa. We're going to ask a kasha on Rav Meir on the din of Konesh Shogeg Atumezer on Issa D'Oraisa, the Sanya, because we're in a Braisa. Somebody plants a tree on Shabbos, which is an Isser. You're not allowed to plant a tree on Shabbos. Right, Bishogig. If he does it Bishogig, Yekayim. The tree can stand there. You can keep the tree there. But Bemezid, if he planted Bemezid, Yakor. You have to uproot the tree. And this is where the questions will come on the second part. Vibishvias, and on Shvias, and during Shemitah, if he plants a tree, Bain Bishogig, Bain Bemezid, Yakor. Whether it's Bishogig, whether it's Bemezid, he has to uproot it. That's different of a mayor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Shviyas, Rabbi Yehuda says, on Shviyas, b'Shogeg Yikayim, u'b'Mezid Yakor. He says, on Shviyas, by Shogeg you can keep it, but by Mezid you can uproot it. And there, it's a question of Rabbi Yehuda as well, because Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not Gozer Shogeg to Mezid by Din D'Oraisa, and here it seems that you are. So he says that you are Gozer, and here it seems that you're not. Right? U'b'Shabbos, and on Shabbos, b'Ein b'Shogeg, b'Ein b'Mezid Yakor. So you see that being Noteya, a tree on Shviyas, is an Issa D'Oraisa. To Issa D'Oraisa, and Rabbi Meir here is Konesh Shogeg, and that's Sosa, the divrei of Rabbi Meir, who said by Mivashal Shabbos, we're not Konesh Shogeg Atumezid. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, first of all, don't ask a kasha here. Utameich, according to what you're trying to say, that you're going to say the reason for Rabbi Meir in this Brisa is because it goes from Shogeg Atumezid, Tikshulach Haihigufa. The Brisa itself is inconsistent. Because, Michni, let's look, Haidoraisa, Haidoraisa. You have Dotei on Shabbos is Din Doraisa, and Dotei on Shvius is Issa Doraisa as well. Yet one he says, one is Xavier Shogatu Mazin, and one is not Xavier Shogatu Mazin. If the whole issue is Xavier Shogatu Mazin, the whole Bryce is inconsistent. So Ella Hossam Katana Taimi. There, the reason that Rav Meir says that on Shvius, that you have to uproot the tree on Shvius, even b'Shogeg. Over there, it's a different reason. Elahosuk Tani Taima, Amar Rabbi Meir, Mipnei Ma Ani Omer B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Yekayim B'Mezid Yakor. Shvius Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Mezid Yakor. Why do I say that on Shmita? And you have to, whether or not Shogeg or Mezid, you have to uproot the tree. But on Shabbos, is a chiluk between Shogeg and Mezid. Nothing to do with Gazrin and Shogeg to Mezid. Why? Mipnei She Yisroel Monin L'Shvius. The Israelim, Bnei Israel, we count based on Shvius. What does that mean, Rashi says? You'll ask Rashi on the Amud. Yisroel monim shnos nitiyosehin l'Shvius, mefishet tzrichon limno shnos hanitiyo l'or l'ravai. We have to count the years for or l'ravai, 3 years and 4 years, right? And we count backwards. So then, kishiyotse me isr olu mechalon osu b'Shvius, haro mon hashon mafreya, you're going to see that you're going to count backwards. From the fourth year, you're going to say, oh, wait, now you're bringing Orla, and now it's Motir. Let's count backwards to see when this tree was planted. V'yodeya shenata b'shvius. And you'll count backwards, and you'll see that she was planted b'shvius. V'asi l'mishri n'tiyah b'shvius. And people come confused and say, oh, I guess you're allowed to plant trees on Shemitah. But he says, turn to the top of Nadal and Abed Aleph. He says, v'ein monin l'shabasos. But there's no counting for Shabbos. Whether a tree was planted on Shabbos or not, we're not going to be worried that people are going to count back and then somehow think that the tree was, it's mutter to plant on Shabbos. Rashi says, the top Rashi, ein monin nitiyosein l'shabbos, she'ein monin yom l'tiyah el'shonim. We don't count days, we just count years. Therefore, it's never going to come up later that you were noteyo on Shabbos, and therefore, if you did b'shogeg, you can leave it there. Okay, so they asked Bezman Azeh, so the Marashah asked, why don't you say Bezman Azeh? So the Chazonish says, isn't it nice when you ask a question? The Marashah asked the same question. The Chazonish answers is because if Bezman that Shvita was Doraisa, then the din would be to be Mekayim. Because here's a Gzera, right? But if it was by Shvita, if it was done by Shogeg, right? Right, so Marashah asked, he should just said that Shah Shvita ain't El Midor Banan. And the Chazon Ish answers because by the Zman that Shevita is the Raisa, the din would be Mikayim, because by the Raisa, Rav Meir is not Kones. Because if you're going with the Zman Zay, you're talking about the Kones show, you go to Mezid, you're still on that aspect. So Rav Meir would be Kones in that case, because he's not Kones by the Raisa. So it's not right to be more Machmir in the Zman that Shemitah is the Rabbanon, Chazon Ish says, than to find that Shemitah is the Raisa. Okay? Chavit and Marshan, the Chazon Ish, very nice. Because there's no chash. The last words of Rashi and Amar Aleph was that the osi l'mishrin atiyah b'shvias. If you start counting back, since you're going to be counting back, you're going to. Some people say, "Oh, I guess you're allowed to plant on Shemitah." But since you're not counting back on Shabbos, you're not going to have that issue. Then the Brisa now brings another reason why Rav Meir's mechalik between Shabbos and Shemitah. Right, between Shabbos and Shemitah, says Davar Acher. Another reason, Nefshadu Yisrael Ashvias. Shemitah is not something that all Klal Yisrael is very makpid on. It's Kal Bein Nehem, and therefore we should be Kone Shogeg in that case, so they won't become the Mivazazalit B'mezid. Velo Nefshadu Al Shabbosos. But Shabbos is, everyone is very makmir about Shabbos, and there's not a chash that maybe you'll come to Mivazazal on Isha Shabbos. Therefore, there was no need to be Kone in that instance. So the Gemara says, "My davar acher. What do we need another reason for? You gave me the reason before. What's the reason for? Why does it say davar acher? What's the next, the second reason?" So it says, "Hakikamer." This is what it says: Shabbos nami. Maybe for Shabbos also you would think that be a chash for counting back. Not like we said before. Maybe we do count days. Why? Because the din is that if a tree is planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it counts as 1 year. But if it's planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then it's not a year. 1 year is 30 days. You planted a tree last week before Rosh Chodesh, then comes Rosh Hashanah. That's 1 year of the tree. So that's already a year. So days would count. So it's a Shabbos Nami, Ruka Rashi. Sometimes you have to count. Pesanya Hanoteya Erev Shviyas Lame Yom Lepnei Rosh Hashanah Also Lo Shana L'Shnei Orla. It counts for Orla. The Shloshim Yom B'Shana Chashuvim Shana. 3 days, 30 days counts a year. And then also, if you plant it 30 days before Shavuot, it's allowed to keep it there because it's as if it was planted a year in advance. But pachos mishloshim yom lepnei Rosh Hashanah lo also lo shana, but also lekayim b'shvius. So therefore, hilkach zimnin the Shabbos zo shenata ze havi yom shlishim lepnei Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes maybe the Shabbos was exactly 30 days beforehand. Umonin also shana, and you count as a day. Ve'i havi batzir ahu yom lo havi salik le'shasan. If it was less than that, it wouldn't be a year. And after some time, we start eating the fruits. The sof stay shonim only after 2 years. It's 2 years and 30 days. For omim lama husu peiros halos stay shonim. Why are they mutter? But omim lahem hashloshim shalnei Rosh Hashanah chashuvim shana. The 30 days before Rosh Hashanah was a year. Umaskim shnot b'shabbos from the kusu. Now you're going to start. Wait, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Let's go back to that year. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah that year was on Shabbos. So also you have the issue that maybe you people will think now it's mutter. So there's a zit and reading inside. Zimnin the mikla yom shloshim b'shabbos and the inata hu yoma hu de sakalei shaita, and if you planted on that day it's going to count as a year. The lo sakalei shaita, and if you didn't plant it that day it wouldn't count as a year. So you can start counting back and you'll realize that the 30th day was on the Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Therefore, Tashma Dava Acher Nefshadu Yisrael Ashviyah. So therefore, since there's no chiluk between Shabbos and Shviyah in that instance, because you are going to be counting back, they had to give a Dava Acher. Then Nefshadu Yisrael Ashviyah. The Bnei Yisrael are more chashu to be violate Shviyah. Therefore, needed a kiyum. You had to say you make the gzeirah for the shogeg. Below Nefshadu Yisrael Basos, and therefore it wasn't such a big deal to make the gzeirah by the shogeg. But the original brisa was also a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, it was not koneis to notay b'shviyah b'shogeg, even though he's koneis for the mevashel. By Bishul, we said that Yehuda is Kone Shogigatu Mezid, and here he's saying that he's not Kone Shogigatu Mezid because he's allowed the Natiya to stay on Shemitah. So why is that not a problem? So Gemara seems to be answering only because of the second one, because of that about whether or not people are chashed on Shvius or not. And in Rabbi Yehuda's city, they weren't chashed on Shvius. But as for Rabbi Yehuda, Chamiri Luhu Shvius. And the city town of Rabbi Yehuda, they were very machmer in Shvius, so there was no reason to make the Gezerah. And what's the proof? The proof is by an instance of name calling. Dahuda Amalei Lechavero. In the town of Rabbi Huda, a guy walked up to his friends and he says, "Dayer by Darta." Yes, sir, you're the Ger, the son of a Ger. Yes, it's a pretty big. I guess whatever that was an insult. He's trying to embarrass him. So the guy retorts. He says back to him, "Amalei." He says, "Yeah, I may be a Ger, the son of a Ger, but Anelo Achli Peiru Shviyus Kvasach. But I don't need Peiru Shmita like you do. So it was a really big insult. It was a bigger insult than being called a ger to tell you to say that you ate peiros from Shemitah. Shemitah peiros. So therefore you see that in the town of Rabbi Yehuda, that was they were very machmir on that. Okay. So now the Gemara's will try to prove by the Rabbanan we said that Rav Meir is gozer shogig atu mezid. Right? Now the Gemara's will bring a few brises to try to show that Rav Meir is not koni shogig atu mezid, and it'll be a kasha and Rav Meir. Just a little introduction. The din is if a zar, a not kohen, eats truma b'shogeg, right? So he doesn't pay back money. But what he does is he gives the kohen peiros chulin. He gives him real, good peiros chulin that are not d'mai. And all of a sudden, they become truma by giving. He gives it back to the kohen, and then they become trumim. Because the pasuk says by an ochel b'shogeg, the pasuk says v'nasam kohen is a kodesh. You give him kodesh, which they're saying is actual produce, not money. That you have to give him something that's roi to be chal on it, shame truma, which is produce, not money. But if a zar eats truma b'mezid, then he has to pay. Then he has to pay money. But if he eats a b'shogeg, he pays back this produce. So tashma, learn a brisa. Achol truma, a zar eats truma b'shogeg, right? Even tameya, even if the truma was tamei, right? It wasn't tar truma. Even if it was tamei. Mishalim chulin tahorin. He still has to pay back to the kohen peiros that are chulin tahorin. Now shilim chulin tameim. What happens if instead of doing what he's supposed to do, he paid chulin tahorin, he paid back in chulin tameim, right? So mahu, what's the din? Amar sumchus mishum Rav Meir. Sumchus says the name Rav Meir b'shogeg. If he paid him, it gave him the chulin tameim b'shogeg, meaning he didn't realize that they were tamei. Then tashlum of tashlumin. Then you know what? They become truma tameya. It counts as a payment. They become truma tameya, and he's done. But if he did it b'mezid, that he knows that he's a chulin tameyan, then ain't tashlum of tashlumiv. Then he has to go back and have to give it. That doesn't count. And he has to give chulin tohorin to the kohen. But the chachamim say echad zev. Whether or not it's a mishogeg, whether it's a b'mezid, tashlum of tashlumiv. It's a good payment, and the payers have the same truma, right? They owe to the kohen. But the chosr b'shalom chulin tohorin. But there's a knas that he still has to go ahead and pay again chulin tohorin. But the original ones have a shame truma on them. That's the brisa. V'havinam, we ask on the brisa. The mezid amai. Why did when he pays him back chulin tameim b'mezid? Why is there a knas? Why do Chum say there's a knas? Right? That say that ain't tashlum or tashlumim. They say that it's not really a good tashlumim. Right? Because what's the big deal? Tavol of bracha. It's a good thing. The acham in immediate luchas lematuma. So, because what happened in this case, the czar ate truma tameya, which is something that the kohen couldn't eat when he was something that kohen couldn't eat when he was tamei, because you can't eat truma tameya. Become a shalim immediate luchas lema you made tuma. So, and now the kohen can eat this chulin tameya. The kohen can eat when he's tamei. So he gives him something better for the kohen. So why are you being kohen to him? So Amar Rava. So Rava says Amar Kadi, and some say that this was the name of the Chacham whose name was Kadi. Chesuri Machzara. There was something missing here. V'Hachi Katani. And this is how you read the Brisa. Akal Truma Tameya Mishalim Koldehu. If he eats Truma Tameya, you're right. He can pay back any type of chulin, even if they're tamei. But Akal Truma Tahora. If he ate Truma Tahora, then he has to pay back chulin Tahora. Mishalim chulin Tahora. But shilim chulin tameyim maho. What happens if he pays back chulin tameyim in lieu of eating truma tahora? What's the din? So sumchos omer mishum Rav Meir. He says the name of Rav Meir b'shogeg. If he pays it back b'shogeg tashlum of tashlumin. But b'mezid ain't tashlum of tashlumin. Right? Really, it's not tashlumin because there's a knas. V'chame omer echazev echazev tashlum of tashlumin. V'chozer mishalim chulin tahorim. Right? V'omer Rav Acha. Rav Acha says here. So here is shogeg atu mezid. Right? The chachamim say there's no gzeir shogeg atu mezid. Right, because come and say the argos are to mezid, and Rav Meir was the Tanakama. There is no gzeir of shogigot to mezid here. He makes the chiluk between shogigot to mezid. That's going to be the kasha. So the chosur mishalim the horn of Amar of Acha breider of Ika Hacha bekantu shogigot to mezid Ika benayu. Right, the machlokes in Rav Meir Chachamim is whether or not the din of shogig to mezid, whether he pays back to tahorim the tameyim b'shogig, do we say it's a valid payment? So the Rav Meir says it's fine. Rav Meir says that it is. Right, that it's fine if you do b'shogeg, and the chachamim say that you still have to go back and pay chulin tahorin. There's a gzeir over there, so that's a kasher Rav Meir. So the Gemara said, we'll read the parentheses. It helps. The Rav Meir suffer low kasher shogot to mezid. Chachamim amr kansu. But the iser to pay, but the iser to pay back truma tamei, the assumption is only din the rabbanon. And nevertheless, Rav Meir is not being kones, and we said that Rav Meir is kones by the rabbanon. But that's our mishnah that has a chain of nikkur. He's kones. So the Gemara says hakikash tonight. There's no comparison, and this answer is going to be the rest. A couple of answers we're going to give similar. Hasim by the case of kashlumim of truma. Gavra lishlume kamikave. The guy is did a peshogig, but he's coming to pay back. He's doing the right thing. He's trying to do a mitzvah. Ana nekel nikanse, and so we're going to be calling him and make him pay back again. What did he do wrong? Peshogig, he's coming back to fulfill his obligation. Just happens to be, if he fulfills his obligation, it's something that wasn't appropriate. But he didn't know. He was peshogig. So we're not going to make him pay a kanas. But mitamim v'dam menasech, what good was he trying to accomplish by what good is supposed to be? He didn't come here to do anything good, even if he did a peshogig. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to try to bring another case to prove against Rav Meir, again, to show that we're not Kone Shogatu Mezer by the Rabbanan, and we've established that Rav Meir is Kone Shogatu Mezer by Dine de Rabbanan. So Tashma is in a Bryce in Menachos. So you have Dam Shinitma. You have Dam of a Korban that became Tamei. And now it's Usher to be put onto the Mizbeach. But the Kohen nevertheless did it. Right? The Kohen Vizarku. Right, and he throws it onto the mizbeach. So what's the din? Bishogeg, if he did a bishogeg, I mean, he didn't realize that this was tamei, or he didn't realize that it was usher to do this. Hurtza, then the korban is kosher. We say the korban is kosher. Why? Because the tzitz is meratzah. We have the din. The tzitz takes care of the tuma. The tzitz is meratzah. I know tumas mikdash because the tzitz is meratzah. But bimezid, if he does it bimezid, right? Lo hurtza. Then it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. So you see, by din d'rabbanan, really don't write. So this is good. It's meratze. But by din d'rabbanan, we say b'mezid, it's no good. And we're not gozer shogig got to mezid. Shmi kasha and rameir, right? The dam. This dam is midaraisa mutal zorik because the tzitz is meratze. The d'rabbanan said it's usher lazorik, and that the brisa says that b'shogig gets kasher. There's no gzeir of shogig got to mezid by the d'rabbanan. So rameir says the same thing. Amalecha rameir hakikasha. What's the comparison? Hasan by the case of the dam tamei that was thrown on the mizbeach. The Kohen is trying to get kapara for the bala korban. He's doing a good thing. But shogig, he didn't realize it wasn't appropriate dam. So we're not going to be gozer. So ana nekov and nikusay. So we're going to go ahead and be kones him. What would be the knas if he did it? The knas would be that he would have to pay the bal for the korban that he lost because the dam was tamei. Okay. So that's another attempt to refute Rav Meir. Now comes another attempt. Now the Gemara is going to try to ask. Again, so Tashma from a Stam Mishnah in Trumos. Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, so we're assuming that this is the Sheet of Rav Meir. Hama'aser b'Shabbos. Okay, someone takes Meiser on Shabbos, which Midor Rabbanon you're not allowed to do because of Tikkun Kli, because you're fixing it up, it's not allowed to do. So, Hama'aser b'Shabbos, b'Shogeg. If you did it b'Shogeg, Yochel. You can eat the produce. It's fine. But b'Mezid, if you did it b'Mezid, lo Yochel. You can't do it. So again, Midra Rabban, Derais, that's fine. Is the Din Rabban on Bemezid? We say no good, but Shogi, we say fine. Not Gozer, Shogi, not Bemezid. Kashan Rav Meir. Again, the same answer. Haki Hashta, what's the comparison? Hasan Garbal, Sakuni Kamikavain, Anan Likom, and Nikpase. It's different than Matame Dam Menaseh. By here, the guy's trying to do a mitzvah and fix the produce. There, by the case of Matame Dam Menaseh, what's he trying to do? There's no benefit that he's trying to do. Because, so a lot of the Rishonim asked in this case, they bring the question?
But the other ones,
but it's not a malacha, it's a rabbanon.
Okay, I understand. But by the other cases, he's doing exactly.
Yeah, okay. So the missionary shown on Truma brings down the question of Tosos on Shabbos. In this case, right, fine, you know, Shogi, Mezid, what about Muksa? These things weren't, he didn't take Maisa before Shabbos, which means he couldn't eat it. Which means it was Muksa when Shabbos started. And once something's muksa banish mashos, migul de kutsoy the banish mashos, it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. So why in this case is he allowed? It says the Gemara says, if he did it b'shogeg, he can yokel, he can eat it. But it's muksa, you're not allowed to touch it. He didn't. What do you mean he had a mind before Shabbos? Okay, so that's one of the answers. So the Mishnah Rishonah says that here that since he didn't know that it was also to be mafish shumas on Shabbos, that's what he's saying. So he didn't have in mind that it was set aside. So Rashi in Maseches Beitzik is another answer. He says that since the issur lahafrish is only the rabbanon, it automatically doesn't become muksa. And okay, that's one. Okay. So now Last case on Rav Meir. Okay, Tashma, another Mishnah. Hamatbil Kalim b'Shabbos. Okay, somebody who's tovel his Kalim on Shabbos, which is also an Issa d'Rabbanan to be tovel Kalim on Shabbos. Rashi says the Issa here is because you're Matakin Kli also. Tikkun Kli before, but Rishonim argue about what the Gemara that Rashi brings down is a machlokas. We'll talk about it in a second. What the Issa is, what the chashash is. So Hamatbil Kalim b'Shabbos b'Shogeg yishtamash b'hen. If he does it b'Shogeg, you can use them. The Mezid lo yishtamash b'hen. Okay, so why was it Marmeya goes there Shogeg to Mezid in this case again? Again, the same answer. Haki hashda hosam gavul tahuri mani kamikavin. Here the guy has kavanah l'tova to be matar his kalim. So v'anan likom v'liknesay. So we're going to be konis him. Why should we be konis him? We shouldn't be konis him. But by the medama matam b'manaseich, there's a kanas by the Shogeg there because he didn't have any good intentions. So Rashi says that the reason why it's us to be tovel kalim on Shabbos is because it's near k'mesakein. But that's only the shita of Rava in Beit Daf Yud Ches. But in the Gemara over there, the Mamarim has a machlokas what the Isser is by tvilas kalim on Shabbos. There were four deos in Gemara and Beitza. Rabba says it's because maybe Shema Yarven or Ava almost shusarabe. You might carry it to go to the mikvah to be tovel it. So the same thing by shofar and lulav, right? Rav Yosef says the reason is because of schita. Maybe you'll squeeze out and dry it out. Rav Bibi says that the time is because maybe you'll wait to be tovelit until the time that you're punished from malacha, and then you're going to end up using it. Right, you're not going to do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday because I'm busy. I'll wait till Shabbos, but then you'll end up using the kli beforehand because you're not going to realize that it wasn't itbal yet. And Rav says that the reason is because of tikkun kli. Rashi just happens to bring around the reason of tikkun kli, but the rush over there in Beitza says that the psak is based on the psak that the reason that we use to base the psak on is because Shema Yavarenu Dal Amos Pesarabim, because we see by shofar and lulav at shofar and Megillah and lulav that's the reason that we paskin that these things are aser. Okay, so now Gemara is going to ask questions on Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda said that we are not kones Shogeg Atu Mezid by Dine de Rabbanim, right? That's why he has in our Mishnah that that Konis by the Hezek Sheino Nikar. But here we're going to ask Kashas on Rabbi Yehuda, where it's going to seem to say that he is Konis Shogeg Atu Mezid, right? Rami Rabbi Yehuda by the Rabbanim. The Sanya, could you learn in a Brisa? Also, a little introduction. This is a Brisa in Orla, okay? So you have Orla fruits and other full types of fruits, complete unit of things get mixed up. Orla is Usser, and there's a mixture now. But the mixture is with dvarim chashuvim, right? They're full like a full nut. It's a dvar chashuv. It's not batal. Only if it's ground up does it become batal. But a full nut is dvar chashuv. Din de rabbanon, dvar chashuv is not batal. Din de raisa, it's one, two against one is batal. Din de raisa by orla, it's not batal if it's a dvar chashuv, right? But they're not batal even in 1,000, but so long as they're full. But if it goes, if these nuts get crushed up and they fall into the heter, if they fall into the heter, then the din by then the din is that they become batal. So the Brisa says, the Sanya, Naflu, so Egoze Orla, right? These full units of Orla, Egoze Orla, they fall into nuts of Heter, right? When they're full. Vinispatsitsu. And then they get grounded up. And they, so now, they're, now there's not Dabra Chashav, so they, you can get to the rules of Bittel, right? So Echad Shogeg, Echad Mezid Lo Yalu. Whether or not they were ground up, is Shogeg or Mezid, meaning he didn't really want to break them up. He says, never that case, lo yalu, you can't do bittul. Divrei Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda. There's no bittul here. Because there's an isser to break, ground them up. If you do it b'mezid, it's, you know, violate the isser of what? Emevatim isser l'chakrila. You can not let it do that. So b'shogeg, we say also, you're not let it do it. Divrei Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef of Shimon Omrim b'shogeg yalu. If he does it by accident, then you can start doing the regular bittul count. B'mezid lo yalu. If you don't b'mezid, you're not yale. V'ha hacha. But really here, by the din of the agoze orla, the midor raisa chabetrei batel. One and two is batel. The rabbanon who degazer. The rabbanon made a gzeir that davar chashuvim are betelim, right? The kakanis Rabbi Yehuda. And here Rabbi Yehuda is kones. But really, he tells that Rabbi Yehuda says you shouldn't be kones by kones shogigatu mezid by dine de rabbanon. So here it's muchach that Rabbi Yehuda is kones shogigatu mezid, isn't by an isur de rabbanon. But by metame dami nasech, he was a kones. So Gemara says, Hassan, by the goze orla, the reason why there's a knas, hainu taimad Rabbi Yehuda mishum da osi li'iarume. Because if you tell them that you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to, if it gets broken up, ground up in shogeg, then you can start counting the regular count of bittul. There's going to become, people are going to start tricking and say, you know what, really, they're going to break it b'mezid to do, they're going to be mevatel the issur l'chatchila, and they're just going to say it's b'shogeg. And if that, therefore, he has another reason, a side reason, to make the gzera. So, the Ran and the Ritva asked, the famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda we've seen a few times, that mimba mino min a Torah is not batal at all, because remember, we had the Ran and the Dorim that there was no clash. Mimba mino is not batal. So here we have mimba mino by a goze orla into a goze, you know, not, that's the same min, a goze. So how does Rabbi Yehuda say it's batal? So they answer the name of the Ravid that what Rabbi Yehuda says that mimba mino is not batal, that's dafka by lach balach, by a liquid mixture. Of Abiyavish, he's molded that midarais lechabetray is batal. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara says, this Brisa brought down the Shita of Rav Yossi, so we're going to ask on the Shita of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said, in the case of the Agozim, that Rav Yossi and Shimon said, B'shogeg, you can, if you did it, if you mevatel it, B'shogeg, you can, now you can get to the regular count of Bittul. If you do it, but B'mezi, you're not. So the Gemara says, Rav Yossi, that's a kasha on Rav Yossi, based on what he says in a different Mishnah. It's not, because you say in the Mishnah in Orla, Nitiya shel Orla v'shel klaya karam shenis arvu b'tiyas acheres, you have a plant, or a planting, or of orla or klai karam, which is usser, that got mixed up with other plants, right? And we don't know which one is the nitiya that's usser. Hareze lo yolilaki. You can't go now gather the fruits from all these trees that are mixed up together, because any time that a nitiya is planted in the ground, it's considered a davar chashuv, right? And if you undo it, if you take it out, you be mevatel isur lechatchila. So you can't pull it out. You can't pull it out, but the imli cape. But if you did pull it out, then yalu be'echavu masayim. Then the payer is a one. You can get to the regular rules of bittul, which is 1 in 200 in this case. Ubuvad shlo yikavin lalake. As long as you didn't have the kavana. Rav Yossi Omer afam is kavin lalake yalu be'echavu masayim. Whether or not you had the kavana or not, you can bring it. You can be mivatul the iser b'mezid, and it works. It works to get to the rules of bittul. But that's so what he said in our brisa, because we said by the din of tarovas that goes the arla that if he did it b'mezid. It's not batal. Here he says it did for mezid, it can be batal. So the Gemara says, Har itmar la, we already know the answer to this, Amarava, Chazoka ein adam, oser is kamro b'netia achas. A person's not going to go to his field and put an orla shoot tree into his field. Someone doesn't do that, to ruin his whole field. Therefore, there was no reason, it's a davar shel shchiach, and so there's no takana d'rabbanan. V'chein ki aser ravin, amar Rav Yochanan, chazaka ein adam oser es karo b'netia achas. You're not going to do that, it's not something that's shchiach, so therefore the rabbanan did not make that takana. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring, the Mishnah now brings a case, another case of tikkun olam, and the sugya of the Gemara is really a shas sugya about when a person is believed to say that I asked for something that's not mine. When you can say on something that's einu shalo, that it's usher. That's going to be what the Gemara is going to be talking about. So the Mishnah says, HaKohanim shepiglu b'mikdash. Okay, the Kohanim had a makshava of pigl in the base of Midrash. The makshava of pigl is that they had a makshava during one of the avodas to eat or to be maktir the karbon after the time that the Torah permitted. Torah permits one day in some karbanos, and he says, I'm going to do it in 2 days. I'm going to eat it 2 days later. Or by Shlomo, when the Zman is 2 days, he says, I'm going to eat it 3 days later. So Gemara says, Mezidin, if they did it b'mezid, they really had this karbanah, they knew that the karban becomes pasul, then chayovim. Then they have to pay the demay of the karban to the Baal. And the Rambam in the Perushim Shnai says, because they were mazid the Baal of karban, the fact that now he has to bring, if it's a korban chova, he has to go out and buy another one. And even if it's an adava, where they don't have to go buy another one, because it was only an adava, nevertheless, they have to pay because they were mops of the fact that the guy wanted to bring a present to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. His intention was to bring something to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to bring him close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and now he took away that ability, so you have to pay for it so the Baal korban can do it again. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. Right, so it's but by Mezid we're yeah.
So they weren't in answers. I mean, the implication that Mezid Chayev is the implication that Shogeg would not be Chayev.
No, being in, it's an Isidore to have.
What does Chayev mean? Pay back.
Yeah, the Chayev to pay the Demei Korban to the Baal.
Right, but that's Hezek Shemitah.
Right. Uh huh.
So. Pay back to
the Rabbanan. Right, so the question
is
okay.
That he's trying to
Right, so you want, so this question of Rabbi Yehuda, but I think
because
Rabbi Yehuda says
Meir says he goes there showing up to Meir by being a Rabbanah. There's an easy answer for it, like all the other answers.
I think Tosos on Gimel Amud Beis asked the question. Yeah, the last Tosos on the bottom. The Im Tomer Hav Amas Nisa Rabbi Yehuda he Bekatani Kohanim Shep Piglu Bemikta Shogin Beturin. I don't know, it doesn't say that in our Mishnah here. Okay. We'll just leave with the easy answer that you said before. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan. Okay, you have a Bala Bayis who has a worker for him. So Tana Rabbanan. Hayoose imo b'taharos. He has a worker who's dealing with the worker is dealing with the owner's taharos, his Tahara stock. But Amrolo, and the Poel, the worker says to the Bala Bayis, Tahorosha Sisi Imach, the Tahoros that I'm working with, Nitmu, they became Tamei. Right? Or you have a Kohen. Hayoose imo b'zvachim, who is working with another Kohen. In the Karbanos, for Amar alone, he says to him, "Zvachim shasisi mach nispaglu, the zvachim that I was working with, the Karbanos that I was working with you, I had machshava, they became pigol, right? Neman, he's believed." But the Brisa continues, "Ava, but Amar lo, tahoros shasisi mach b'yom ploni nitmu, the tahoros that I worked for you a few days ago, you know what? Those are tamei, or zvachim shasisi mach b'yom ploni nispaglu, or the zvachim that I did with you a few days ago, they became pug, they became pigol, eno neman. In that instance, he's not neman." So the Gemara asks, Maishna Reisho, Maishna Seifo. What's the difference in the Reisho and Seifo? One, the first case is he believed, in the second case he is not believed. So, Amar Abaye. Abaye says the difference is, Kol Shebiyado Ne'man. It all depends on whether or not it's Biyado. What does Kol Shebiyado Ne'man mean? Rashi says, Kol Shebiyado La'asos B'shashem Odiyo Ne'man. As long as he still has it in his hands, he's Ne'man. Rashi seems to indicate that there's amigo. Believe me that this is still in my hands, so believe me that they're taller now, or that they're pickle now, because if I wanted to, I can make them taller now, make them pickle now. So there's amigo here, there's amigo that he can do. That's why he's believed. So he says, Rashi says, Kol shav yodol lasos b'shash shemodiyo neman, v'reisha kagon sh'ondo b'yodol l'tamo l'paglan. V'gabre karbonos b'koeina oved kamayri. So about the karbon, we're talking about a case that's in the middle of the avoda. Right? He did the shchita, but he can still have the makshav of pickle by the other avodos. But the chilek is ploni But if he says what I did yesterday, it's no longer miyado. There's no longer amigo because he doesn't have any of this power. There's a major machlokas rishonim how to explain that baya, but that's how Rashi explains. The Rush in Siman Yagimel says that the reason why he's believed has nothing to do with amigo. He says that the reason is because there's bailus. When it's in your hands and you're working with it and you have it, you're the baal. And the baal, the owner, is believed anything with his stuff. There's bailus over here. Nevertheless, that's just the machlokus of what it is. So Tosos asks, what's the issue here? Why are we going? There has to be biyado or not? Don't we have a din of eight f on emma b'yusurin? If one guy in the street comes up and says, no, don't eat that. That's chela. We believe him. So why are we here? Does it have to be biyado? It's an eid echa, nemon b'yisurin. So Tosos says that by eid echa, nemon b'yisurin, it's only if I say to you that's chelev and you're quiet and you don't say anything in response. So in that case, shtika kodah, and therefore the eid echa is believed. But in our case, we're saying that the guy argues and says no, they're not. So therefore, only because it's biyado do we believe him. But so that seems to limit Eid Echa Nema Bisurin. So a lot of the Rishonim don't like that. So they say that Eid Echa Nema Bisurin is a blanket rule, and they give a different reason. They say there's a chilik between a Stam Eid and a Poel, a guy who's working. Because one of the reasons that they say is, right, that because by all the other cases, he's working. Let's just give one reason, right? Since Poel is working for him, he has a chiyuv, he has an obligation to speak to you and let you know about it. Right, but the A, he doesn't have an obligation, so we believe him, walks over to him. But the Poel has an obligation, so only if it's biyado, according to Abaye, only if it's biyado, do we believe him. But if it's not biyado anymore, it's a different story. So Amar Abaye kosher biyado neman. Rava Amar Rava says no, it doesn't have to do with necessarily biyado. He says kigon da ashechay v'lo amar le v'lo midi. The kiyon with a case where its difference is whether or not he saw the owner once or not. If he saw the owner the first time after it happened, and he tells him that, and he tells him that they're tar, that they're tummy, then he's believed. But if he saw him once, didn't say anything, and then sees him another time and says it, he's not believed because he should have told him the first time. So he goes to Ashkev v'lo amarle v'lo midei ulabasar hachi Ashkev amarle. And the next time he meets him, he does say it to him. So therefore, according to Rava, yes, it had to be biyado to begin with. But we're dealing with the difference between the Reish and the Seif is whether or not you met the guy once before. If you met him once before, he didn't say anything, then that's not, then you're not believed anymore because he should have told him. He doesn't have Ne'amonis. He's trying to. Who losing out? Is he not allowed? If it's Pigul, you're not allowed. Let's say it was the Kohen's of Karvan, so then he can't use it, and also he's got Kohen now can't eat it. He can't do anything with the Karvan. Who's the hidden? Right. Because you have to have, just because it's his loss, there has to be a rule of Ne'amonis. I can't just come out. Gemara's saying that. Because he wants to mess up the other guy. Then the other guy will eat Korban that's Pigel, which is an Issur D'oraisa. He had a fight with the other guy. He's a Kohen with another Kohen doing Avodah. So if I tell you that the Kohen says that that's Pigel, and maybe he's only doing that.
To,
he lose
that also.
Okay, so a person's willing to lose for himself. You see it all the time. People are willing to do that. As long as that's the famous story of Rabbi Yehuda Leib Diskin. As long as the other guy, you know, as long as it's just me, that's fine. But if the other guy beats me, that's a big problem. So yeah, that's. I don't know what the psychology. I mean, asking the psychology behind it. We can look into the psychology behind it. But he's forcing the other guy to lose. So the Gemara says now. Gemara is going to bring a Maisha Shahaya. Okay. One second. Okay. Hahuda Amr Leilachavre. Guy says to his friend. Tahara Shasisi Imach Beyom Ploni Nitmu. The dehoros that I did, that I was handling for you a few days ago, they became tameh. So asla kami de Rav Ami, they came in front of Rav Ami to ask him whether he's believed or not. So Amalei, sure, said, then he says, really, Alpidin, Eino Ne'amon, he's not going to be believed because he didn't say it right away. It was either according to Avaya, it wasn't biyado anymore, or according to Rav, because this is a few days ago. A few days ago means he saw him once and he didn't see him a second, and now it's the second time. So Amalafon of Rav Asi says to Rav Ami, wait, that's not the halacha. Rebbe Ata Omer Cain, but that he's not believed. But Hachi Amr Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yosi. Rav Yochanan says the name Rav Yosi that he should be believed. Why? Ma Esa Shatorah Emitanu. That the Torah does believe a guy in this case, even if it's after the fact, even a post facto statement. What's the proof? Heichan Heichan Emitanu. Where do we see that he was believed? Amr Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna Kohen Gadol BeYom Kippur Yochiach. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is Yochiach. Dechi Amr Pigul Mehemon. If a Kohen Gadol says that the carbon he did in the Kachay Kachan was pick became Pigul, he has to be believed. And that's only based on his word. That's after the fact. How do we even know that he was fagalit? There was nobody in there with him. Right? No one's allowed to be in there. So it's only being somek on his words after he comes out of the kochi kochim. It's no longer biyado. Right? It's no longer biyado. Why do we believe him? So he says, Elalav, Mishum de Mehemon. It must be because that we do believe a guy, even if it's no longer biyado. So in our case also, the guy says, by the Taharos, We should believe him. So the Gemara says, no, maybe there's no raya of the Kohen Gadol. V'dilma d'shamini d'pagil. Maybe in that instance, we're all standing outside the Kachay Kadashim. We heard the Kohen when he shechted the animal. He said, I'm shechting the animal, and he gives a pickle statement. So the Gemara says, right? E lav d'mehemon afakad d'shamini namilo mehemon. He says, even if it just doesn't make a difference that we heard him say it, because maybe we heard him say it after he did it. We didn't see anything, so maybe we heard him say it after. After he shechted, yeah. No, but you can't be mock of it. You can't do it the rest of the avoda with the karban now.
But what is he exactly has in mind?
He has in mind to do the haktara chutz l'zman. It's not only. It's any eating. Achila adam and achila gavoa. Any eating. Okay. So he says, Dilma the labasar hachikami. Maybe he said it after he finished all of the avoda. So we're believing him only because. Only because he said it, after the fact. The Gemara says, "No, deal with the chazina b'pishpash. Maybe we were able to look through one of the holes, and we looked through, and we saw that he didn't do it. So we were watching him, and saw that he said it. You know, when he said it, when he didn't say it. So we're not believing the Kohen Gadol just by his words. We actually saw what was going on. So that becomes a kasha. The Gemara says that's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. And therefore, we don't believe the person who said that the haros that I dealt with a few days ago are tamei because it's no longer biyado.
Really,
what?
Really, seeing him say it's better than hearing.
seeing. Because the hearing him, we don't know when he said it. Maybe he said that this carbonous pigle, he finished all the avodah, and he said, "Ah, but you should know that I had the it's pigle." So therefore, he didn't have the machshava at the time. The only reason why we're believing him is because he tells us that it was pigle. But if you see that he did all the,
you don't know what he's doing.
Right. But if we see when it takes place, and we see he says it afterwards, and maybe beforehand he didn't have them.
Right,
so machlok is whether or not we have to hear about the pigle. Some people bring a raya from here that in order for pigle to work, it has to be said out loud. Okay, next case. Okay, let's try to get to the Mishnah on Amar Alav. So who the usul the kami of Ami? A guy comes in front of Rav Ami. Amar Leh Sefer Torah shekasafti leploni. The Sefer Torah that I wrote for so and so. Askarish shelo lo kasafti lishma. The names, the Shem Hashem inside, I didn't write lishma. Right, so therefore it's a Sefer Torah puzzle. So Amar Leh, Rav Ami says to him, Sefer Torah b'yad mi. Where's the Sefer Torah? Is it still b'yado now? Where's the Sefer Torah? Amar Leh b'yad lokeach. It's in the hands of the lokeach. So Amar Leh, neman atu lahasid scharcha. Fine, you lost all your schar for writing the Sefer Torah because according to you, it's a Sefer Torah puzzle. But since it's no longer b'yado, v'yata neman lahasid Sefer Torah. But you're not neman to pass the Sefer Torah because it's not b'yado anymore. Okay, so he says you lose your salary, but the Sefer Torah is kosher. So Amalei Rav Yirmiyah says to him, to Rav Ami, Nhid hisit schar as karos. Why are you taking away all of his schar? Just take away the schar that he would get for writing the Shemos, right? Nhid hisit schar as karos. God save Torah kulim hisit. Did he lose everything? So the Rashi asks, what do you mean he lose everything? If you write a statement of Torah that doesn't have kosher name, the whole thing's puzzle. You didn't do your job. Okay. So what's the havmin Rav Yirmiyah? So Rav Yirmiyah's havmin is based on what the Gemara will say later, is that maybe you can just rewrite. You can go over with the kulmos on the Shem Hashem with the proper intention. So maybe only that he and the Baal HaBayis can do that by himself. So that you only lose the schar for the Shemos. So he said. So Amar Leh, Rav Ami says, "Ain, yeah, definitely he loses the whole thing. Like we said, Shekol Sefer Torah, she ain't a skar, she lo ksuvas l'shman, ain't a shav a klum. It's worthless. It's not a Sefer Torah. It doesn't have kedusha." So the Gemara says, "V'la'avir alayu kulmos l'kachei." Let him just retrace over the Shem Hashem with the proper kavana. And come on, who's the Tana who says that you can do that? So who's the Tana? Rav Ami says that you can't do that. So who does Rav Ami not hold out? He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Name of the local Rabbi Yehuda. That's non. Hareshai Yatzar Chlitov as Hashem. Right, we had this in the beginning of the Masechta. Someone had to write the Shem Hashem. V'shaglav is kavan lichtov Yehuda, and his intention was write to Yehuda. But lo and behold, v'tov v'lo hitul bo dalid. He didn't write the dalid, right? Mavilav kumus umekatsu. We can write, go over it again, retrace it, and have the proper intention. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chama omer ein Hashem min amukhar. That doesn't kasher it. So you see, he's not holding like Rabbi Yehuda because he says you can't. He says he loses all the schar. He can't go over it. So the Gemara says, afilu tim Rabbi Yehuda. You can even say that he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda because adkan lokam Rabbi Yehuda ella b'chada askara. Only by one, if he does it once, and once or twice here and there, that's one thing. But aval the kuli sefer Torah lo. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda is not going to machshir even if you mav your kulmus on it. Mishum de mechzei kimenumar. Because now it's going to look like there's stings all over the sefer Torah. It's going to be higher. All the Shem Hashems are going to be look different than the rest of the sefer Torah. So that's why he says in that case he loses the entire schar because he can't be mavir kumas. And the Havamina, according to what we said before, the Rav Yirmiyah says that maybe he's going to be mavir kumas. That's why he wouldn't lose the entire schar. Okay, Ahuda Asa Likamed Rabbi Avo. Guy comes in front of Rabbi Avo. An Amar Leh, similar case. He says sefer Torah shekasafti leplonim. The Sefer Torah that I wrote for so and so, the vilin shalo lo ibantin lishma. The cloth, I didn't tan the cloth lishma. And the halacha is, I guess, it has to be done lishma. And therefore, the whole Sefer is possible. So Amar Leh, he says, Ravo says to him, Sefer Torah beyond me. Where's the Sefer Torah right now? Amar Leh beyond lokeach. It's in the hands of the lokeach. I don't know why that's necessary for the story here, but Amar Leh, Rabbi Ravo says to him, where he says, Mitok sha'ata neman lahastit scharcha, right? But it's not beyond. So here it's not beyond. Right, but it's not beyond. Look at the answer. Nevertheless, here he's neman to be mafsid even the sefer Torah, because in this case he's mafsid the entire schar. Therefore, he's mafsid. So, like we said before, what's there to lose? He's mafsid his schar. So that we believe him that the sefer Torah is possible. The Gemara says, "Aye, what about what's the difference?" Umaisna mid Rabbi Ami, who says, but the Maisa where he wrote the Shemos Shalol Shema, he said there that you lose the schar, but the Sefer Torah is not possible, and here you lose the schar and the Sefer Torah is possible. So he says, Hassan, by the Meister of Ami, Ikel Neymar, the Tayyid with Rabbi Yirmiya. Maybe he said, that guy thought, the Sofer thought, that he's not going to lose all his schar. He's only going to lose the schar of the Sefer Askaros, like Rabbi Yirmiya. And the only reason why he came to say, the only reason why he came to say that everything is possible is because he wants to just make trouble, make tzaras for the owner of the Sefer Torah. But here, Hacha, Kevin Kamasi Kula Agri, Ba'asav Amar, Ema Kushkala. But here, there's no Havamina to think that he would get any payment. So you don't have to make any payment. Therefore, we have to say that since he's believed for himself, he's believed for the say that the Sefer Torah is possible.